The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The clip you're about to listen to was pulled out of our private community called Rank Makers. To learn more and get access to our community and unlock the bonuses, check out whatisrankmakers.com.
Stacey Hall in the house. I'm so excited. We have been fighting with technology for a solid half an hour, but we have persisted and persevered, and we're here with you. And I'm so excited because with me here today, do I have us on gallery view? Yes. With me here today is the lovely, the beautiful, the amazing Sarah Strunk. Welcome. I'm so glad to have you with me today. And we're here for a very important and exciting purpose. We're actually going to be talking about Ray's new book, Freakishly Effective Leadership for Network Marketers. Let me get this right. How to reduce frustration, drive massive duplication, and become a leader worth following. Every single word in that title is so meaningful and obviously intentionally. And it's really exciting. I don't have my book yet, so I have to live vicariously through Sarah today. But let me just, I'll do a quick little introduction to her and I'm going to let her speak, I promise. But the reason why Sarah's here today is because Sarah got the book and Eager Beaver opened the book and devoured the entire thing in an evening. So 116 pages of deliciousness. She just took it all in. And then she dropped this incredible review on Amazon. And when we saw it, we decided we needed to speak to her. So I'll share a little bit of it with you. She says she wished someone would have told her 18 months ago when she first joined her company. She found herself saying out loud, oops, I did that. Oops, I did that. I did it all wrong. So it was very interesting. So you dropped this review about the book. It changed some of your mindset. We're going to talk to you about that today. But before we get into it, can you just share with the Rankmakers community a teensy bit about you and who you are?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me on today. Super excited after our tech issues to be here. So So I am a mom. I have two little boys. I'm an Air Force wife. And so I've always had a business that I've done out of my home. I was not somebody who was into the network marketing field. In fact, I was vehemently against it, which is just so crazy that I've landed here now. And so I finally was approached by someone and I opened up my mind and finally was ready to listen. And it's changed absolutely everything for me. But once I started, I quickly grew a team and was lost. And so found Rank Makers, found and followed Ray, stalked Ray like a crazy person, and just kind of dived into just all of his information and just learning as I go. It's only been 18 months, but learning as I go and just grabbing every piece of knowledge that I can to become a better leader and rock this network marketing thing. So
totally. This could not come at a better time. 18 months, like you're a baby. This
I know.
Just so
I
awesome.
Feel like a baby. Yes.
Wow. That is so awesome.
Baby there.
Can you hold up the book so we can all just like get
Absolutely.
A gander? So exciting. So
I
exciting.
Have all my notes in here. I like sticky note. I like wrote all over it. So yeah, it's my baby now.
Very, very cool. So let me just ask you before you got the book, was mm-hmm. You have this new team. You're pretty new to the profession. So what were the challenges you were facing with stepping into a leadership position and being that leader that you wanted to be?
Yeah, so I just felt so lost. I often call myself like an accidental leader because I just literally, it blew up overnight and I literally signed up like a lot of people do just because I love the product and I wanted to like, you know, get the wholesale pricing and it blew up overnight. And so I instantly found myself with a team and found myself completely lost. I didn't know how to incentivize my team. I was like, how do I get these people to work harder? And how do I, I'm so busy all the time. And this like doesn't feel like time freedom to me if I'm busy and I'm tied to my phone all the time. And how do I get people to do what I do? And I just had no idea, and I'm still learning, you know, but I was so lost on pretty much everything. Absolutely everything. Like I said, I did it all wrong. I did everything wrong.
So
that's kind of where I was. I forget the question now. Where was
You answered it, actually. Okay. When we were chatting before we came on, Sarah and I were laughing because we're both saying how we're just like a hot mess and somehow we just managed to make it work, right? Right? So it's a total quality problem. People would love to be in that position. Oh my goodness, I'm an accidental leader. I have all these teammates. Woohoo! Now what do I do? Yeah. Right? So you were challenged with, you know, understanding how to motivate them, how to get them to do the things that you were doing, how to lead effectively, mm-hmm. how to incentivize them, all of those good things. Yeah. So tell us, after having read the book, about just a couple of nuggets that you took away that you found really meaningful.
Yeah. One of the biggest takeaways that I found, and I just like mind blown moment, was it doesn't matter. You don't have to duplicate how you bring them into the business. So that was massive for me, because I was a social media influencer before joining. So basically when I joined, people jumped on with me because they liked me, they knew me, they trusted me, and I built relationships for this whole time before. And I felt like, well, I can't, how am I supposed to have people do that? Like people don't have followings. Like, how do I duplicate that? And so it was like on page 42 of the book, and it's like, how you bring them in doesn't have to be duplicated. It's what you do after. It's what you do after. And that was so freeing for me, because I felt like, oh, I don't have to teach them how to be, you know, this social media person. They don't have to know everything about technology. They don't have to know Facebook Live and Zoom and Instagram. They don't need that. All they need are the tools that you can provide them. So that was massively changing to me and freeing.
Yeah, huge weight off your shoulders too.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. That makes so, and you know, 18 months later, but that was freeing to me. And then another thing that really hit home for me was being a lunatic about my time. In the book, he says you need to be a lunatic about your time, and that you're, by telling people how busy you are, oh, I'm so busy, I'm on the phone, I get all these messages, everybody wants to talk to me, and you know, that's not doing any good. You're not showing people. Most people are going to look at you and go, I don't want to be that busy. Like, ooh, if that's her life, I don't want a part of that. And so that was another huge kind of wake up call for me, that I need to be more of a lunatic with my time. And I really need to have my team earn my time. And by doing that, it doesn't mean that I'm not a nice person and that I'm not wanting to share or help them, but just that I'm actually being a more effective leader by doing that.
Yeah, for sure. Like, we sometimes equate our value as people with how mm-hmm. much we love on and share and how much time we spend with them. Mm-hmm. And really, it's empowering our team to be independent and be able to be successful without being attached at the umbilical cord, as it were, right? So very liberating. Okay, so you shared two little itty bitty tips from 116 pages, and both of them were like dropping massive nuggets on my lap. Very, very cool. I mean, I cannot wait to read it. I'm really excited about it.
It was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, light bulb moments, right? And again, like, I'm much further in the journey time-wise than you.
Right.
But our journeys are all so different. And no matter when we're coming at this book, it is going to help develop us as leaders. And you touched on something really important that I can't wait to read about in the book. And that's the concept of being able to remove the limitations that we may have psychologically on how big we're going to build based on how much time we figure we're going to have to invest.
Yeah.
And when you free that up and that's removed and you're like, wait a second, I'm going to be a lunatic about my time.
Yeah.
That is not where I need to focus my energy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm free now to build tens of thousands, 100,000s.
Yeah.
Huge, massive.
Because I stopped. I actually, Ray had talked about, and he talks about this in the book, about how if you are so busy like managing your team and doing all this stuff, then you're not doing what you originally were good at in the first place, which is I'm a strong recruiter. I can talk to people, I can recruit. And I literally stopped because I was like, I don't have time. Now I have to teach this team and train them.
Right.
And I completely stopped recruiting for 6 months. And because I just didn't know what to do. I wish I had this book.
Right. Yeah.
I would have done so much differently, but yeah, it's it changes everything. It changes everything when you're like, I don't have to focus. I don't have to train more. He says, again, I would like underline, circle, highlight, was like most leaders think that when their team is not producing, that means that you just need to train them more. Okay, well, let me figure out what I have to train you on. Let me do this. And it's not, it's just plugging people into the systems that you already have and letting them use the tools and letting them run. And if they don't run, that's okay. You can't force anyone to do that. Maybe they're an 80 percenter. That's cool. Let them run, you know?
And that's fine. We love on them anyway.
Yeah. We love on them anyway. Yeah.
And yeah. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah. Continue.
Yeah, it's
okay. So I was just going to say, one of the things I love about his books, and you touched on it, was just like how he can simplify the concepts, right? Because some people in the group might be saying, well, hey, I'm in Rank Maker, so how is this book going to help me, you know, more so than what I'm already learning? But it's the fact that he can take, he has this unbelievable talent for distilling the gem, like the most important sediments from every piece of information that he gives and just give you the nugget.
Yep.
Takes away everything that's not necessary and just gives you the nugget. So everything kind of feels like an action step, don't you find?
Yes, absolutely.
It's like a manual to a how-to.
Yeah, it absolutely was. Like, I am like, I'm so glad that I'm usually an Audible girl. And I'd said this on the slide the other day. I usually listen to everything on Audible. You know, we're busy and, you know, we're constantly just on the go. And so, I'm listening to most books on Audible. And I'm so happy that I grabbed the paper copy because I will refer to this so often. And it's just one of those books that I think it's like an action step guide, you know, like you can just flip to that page and go, that's what I need. And it's just, it's inexpensive. You know, I bought some for my team and it's just great to have with you all the time because I feel like it's just a reference book with just massive nuggets in there. And so.
Yeah, totally. Because so many concepts we hear on, here and there, but when you're able to pull that all together into a cohesive 116 pages and there's no fluff. This is it. Yeah. This is leadership in a book.
Yes.
For network marketers.
Right.
It's amazing.
100%.
Right? What from this, I don't want to keep you too long. I know I could talk all day, but what from this book right now that do you want to implement? Like, I'm going to do this. This is going to change, you know, how I'm running my team right now.
The biggest thing that I've implemented and that what I'm going to change is the amount of training that I'm giving and that mindset of, oh, well, I better do some more training. I better train them more. I better teach them Instagram and Facebook and many chats. And, you know, I'm just trying to teach them all the things. And I already have systems in place. Like we have all that. We have that already done. So it's less training, which frees me up to be, you know, and then I'm not great leader because somebody doesn't know how to start a Facebook page. It is not my responsibility to hold their hand and you know, to do that. And not to sound mean, but just where we are is they don't require that of me. And they require just to have an easy system that duplicates. And that's kind of where it is. And so for me, less training, more just plugging people into the system.
Right. So bringing it back down to the whole point. Right. We just overcomplicate everything.
Right.
But so yeah. I can hear even the confidence in how you speak about it, which is so cool.
I know. It just completely blew my mind, changed my life in like a day. I just was, it was everything I needed. That review is word for word. I literally was just going, oops, I did that. Oh, I can't believe I did that. But I'm still a little baby bear in this business and that's fine. But I'm so glad that I have this right now to start from here.
Yeah.
And to give it to my team so that they can move forward on the right foot.
So you don't have to make all those mistakes in the first place, right? And you don't have to backpedal. So will you be able to use this new book as a tool in your team? Do you plan to? What are your plans with
that? So I plan to make this book one of my gifts that I'm going to give to all of my leaders for sure. And it's going to be, and I think that we'll probably implement like maybe once I bought a bunch, so I'm going to ship it out to them. And I think I'm going to start like, let's chat about the book. Like, what did you read? What did you take away? Let's kind of break this down and let's meet as a team and let's figure out how to put these things into action. How can we all work together to make this system simpler for us and make our jobs easier and make us more effective? At the end of the day, it's not about being the leader that gets the most, you know, kudos and, oh, she's so awesome. And, you know, it's about being effective. And that's it. Bottom line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with everything that you're saying. And as leaders, we can earmark those people who have put their hand up who want to lead, right? They make themselves known. And if you can get this book into their hands, you know, before they make all those mistakes, even, you know, it doesn't have to be before. Obviously, you can write the train at any point. But it is good to have that manual right from the get-go. Well, thank you very much for hanging out with me for a few minutes and for, you know, battling the technical issues with me.
It's all good. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So guys, I, she's an awesome person. She's building a team. She's doing really well. But even so, I mean, you're hearing from somebody who's an influencer who had a lot going on. And even so, she was making a lot of the same mistakes that we all tend to make. We may be learning a lot here in this group, but to be able to have this book that's basically like a user's how-to to lead effectively, it's invaluable. And she's, you know, she's pretty much told you so here. So if you have your book and you can take a picture with it and post it like Ray suggested, and they're giving away prizes, that's awesome. If you haven't had a chance to grab the book, obviously do so. And if you have read the book and you would like to share your review, please do. We always appreciate that. And, you know, let us know what you guys are thinking about it. I can't wait to get mine. I'll definitely share my nuggets when I do. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Give Sarah some mad love in the comments. Thank her for spending her time with us today, because she's a lunatic about her time now.
That's right.
Yeah, so we're very grateful. Thank you very much. Have a fantastic day. Love you guys. We'll see you in the news feed. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.